continuing with the suttas on just on the five hindrances, just as a kind of a recap, and on the section on ill will, there's a few short suttas that there was one that I was thinking of, and then when I was trying to find it, then I came across a couple more that I couldn't resist bringing to mind. So it's ill will, aversion. The first, there's two that are sort of back to back, Anguttara Fives, 161, and then 162. The first one, bhikkhus, there are these five ways of removing resentment by which a bhikkhu should entirely remove resentment when it has arisen toward anyone. What five? One should develop loving kindness for the person one resents. In this way, one should remove the resentment toward that person. Two, one should develop compassion for the person one resents. In this way, one should remove the resentment toward that person. Three, one should develop equanimity toward the person one resents. In this way, one should remove the resentment toward that person. Four, one should disregard the person one resents and pay no attention to him. In this way, one should remove the resentment toward that person. Five, one should apply the idea of the ownership of kamma to the person one resents thus. This venerable one is the owner of his kamma, the heir of his kamma, that he has kamma as his origin, kamma as his relative, kamma as his resort. He will be the heir of any kamma he does, good or bad. In this way, one should remove the resentment toward that person. These are the five ways of removing resentment by which a bhikkhu should entirely remove resentment when it has arisen toward anyone. So this is just practical advice in terms of dealing with ill will, aversion, resentment. What's notable is that one doesn't need to develop mudita towards that person. This is loving kindness, compassion, equanimity. But the mudita doesn't actually work. So that disregarding and an equanimity.